The reading from the first book of Kings. The elders of Israel and all the leaders of the tribes, the princes and the ancestral houses of the children of Israel came to King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from the city of David, which is Zion. All the people of Israel assembled before King Solomon during the festival in the month of Ethem, the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the Ark. They carried the Ark of the Lord and the meeting tent with all its sacred vessels that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites carried them. King Solomon and the entire community of Israel presented for the occasion sacrifice before the Ark sheep and oxen, too many to number or count. The priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place beneath the wings of the cherubim in the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies of the temple. The cherubim had their wings spread out over the place of the ark, sheltering the ark and its poles from above. There was nothing in the ark but two stone tablets which Moses had put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel at their departure from the land of Egypt. When the priests left the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord, so that the priests could no longer minister because of the cloud, since the Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. Then Solomon said, "The Lord intends to dwell in the dark cloud. I have truly built you a princely house, a dwelling where you may abide forever." The word of the Lord. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Behold, we heard of it of Ephraim. We found it in the fields of Jar. Let us enter into his dwelling. Let us worship at his footstool. Lord, go up to the place of your rest. Advance, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your majesty. May your priests be clothed with justice, and your faithful ones shout merrily with for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, reject not the plea of your anointed.
Lord, go up to the place of your rest.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to the land of Gerasene and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they may touch only the tassel of his cloak. And many of it touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
and so today we see the power of Jesus, just his very presence brought healing. And so people would come and bring others to him. So the first thing we should learn by this is we bring people to Jesus in prayer. So every day when we pray for people, we bring them before the Lord. But then it got to be our faith and their faith. And if we have that faith that if I can just touch Christ, if I can just touch his tassel, which we get to do every day in the Eucharist. If you go to daily mass, you get to touch not his tassel. Ooh, you get to touch Jesus. Jesus comes into us. And so the reality that this Jesus who brought such great healing them can bring great healing to you and to me if we have the faith that believes that. Because I've told you 1,000 times, it takes faith to unlock the sacraments. If we just go through the motions, you can go here every day and nothing happens unless you have the faith to unlock the sacrament. So let's have faith and believe that the same God that was there is the same God that's here. The same God that healed them is the same God that can heal us and our family and friends. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and pray.